Brewers 360 is sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling and New Mayo Medical Center. Brewers President of Baseball Operations, David Stearns, is our guest on Thursdays.
Holy crap! Holy crap! Holy crap! Holy crap! Holy crap!
David, tell me you saw that.
I did not see that.
Now can you guess what it is?
Right, okay, let's play this game.
I don't think I'm going to get there.
That's in your house that happened. It's the L.A. Dodgers TV guy. They sent him down Bernie's slide, and that's how he met the wall at the end.
Broke his wrist.
I heard about this. I had not heard the audio clip, but I did hear about this.
They did a great setup on it, too, because the guys in the booth are like, okay, he went down the slide. They show it, and then next they go to him in-game and doing his stand-up. He's in a big old cast.
He raises his hand. There it is.
Have you been down the slide?
I have not been down the slide, and that's exactly why.
Good choice.
You go down really fast, and that can happen. So I may avoid it now.
Well, and props to Bernie because he goes down that thing all the time. Now he has
sometimes even stands up at the
right,
end.
He pops right back up after that.
Yeah, Bernie's a pro. There, we need lessons from him before we. Before we try it ourselves, I think.
Well, hopefully Bernie will be going down that slide a couple of times today. There have been quite a few home runs hit in this series against the Dodgers, David. You know, it's kind of felt like playoff-type games at American Family Field. I know you'd prefer to be on the winning end of more of these here, but how do you digest a game like last night? Nail-biter, 2-1, great pitching, everything you watched.
Yeah, look, I think you hit it on the head. These are really tight games against good teams. We've been on the wrong end of them, the first two out of three here against the Dodgers. We've got a chance to split the series this afternoon, which we're looking to do. But these have been good, well-played games, and these are the type of games that you get into in October where that extra home run or that extra hit or the line out at someone is the difference between winning and losing. And these are the types of games we are comfortable playing. They're the types of games we want to be in against good teams, and it's our job to figure out a way to score one run more than the other guy.
And the bunt is coming back, David. Do the rules in extra innings, does that sort of build the environment to see a little bit more small ball being played?
I think in the right circumstance, certainly when you're the home team, there are instances where it makes sense. And look, we had an instance the other night where Hunter Renfro put down an absolutely outstanding bunt. And it's not only the club's willingness to put down the bunt, it's the player's ability to do so. Bunting is not all that easy. I know it can look that way, and we often wonder why we don't do it more. But it's not easy, especially when guys are throwing 97 with run in on the hands. And I thought Hunter did a tremendous job putting that down, and it got us a couple runs and sparked a win.
David, I know you're big into the numbers and analytics. When you look at how this season is shaping up for teams in the National League, do you project what it will take to either win the division or be a wild card team? Do you look at it from that perspective in terms of total number of wins?
You know, at this point in the season, we don't. At this point in the season, we're so focused on every single day. And we know if we take care of every single day that we're going to get to whatever that number is that gets us into the playoffs. So that's really where our focus is. There are a number of good teams that are really bunched up here. Clearly, we're looking at a good team ahead of us right now in the division. We've got the wild card as a second path in. So if we play good baseball, if we play up to our capabilities, we'll be where we are at the end of the season, and that's really where our focus is.
And then those last couple of weeks, we will be talking about that magic number. I always like that.
That's right.
The math hurts, but you want it small.
that's exactly right. Towards the end of the season, as that number gets smaller, we're headed in the right direction.
Appreciate it, David. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Take care.